إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إن يهده الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. اللهم لك الحمد، حمدا يليق بجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك، صلاة وسلاما عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله. أما بعد، we always and I'm always talking about a subject that it doesn't stop. And it's a continuous subject in reality. وهي الأخلاق، which is morality. Something that Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام mentioned in more than one hadith in a different way. And this is a subject that doesn't stop. Where Rasulullah عليه الصلاة والسلام highlighted many times, أقربكم إلي مجالسا يوم القيامة أحسنكم أخلاقا. The best people who are near to my level, near to my level, أقربكم إلي مجالسا يوم القيامة أحسنكم أخلاقا الموطؤون أكنافا الذين يألفون ويؤلفون. يعني he gave us the first thing, حسن الخلق, the best of خلق. And that's why it's a very deep subject in Islam. الموطؤون أكنافا, those humble, modest people, الذين يألفون ويؤلفون, easy to know, easy to go with, easy to talk to, people who are, you love to talk to them, الذين يألفون ويؤلفون. It's a big subject, and in Islam it's one of the main things. ورسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام told us he's one of main functions in the hadith, بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. بعثت لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. And if you look at that hadith, it actually has, this hadith has a very deep meaning in it. بعثت, that means I've been sent from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a messenger. لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق. طيب, the word أتمم has a deep meaning by itself. Why? Because here is a bit of a language in Arabic, but you just not need to understand the meaning, because the meaning gives you the depth of what he meant actually. There's two words in Arabic, يكمل ويتمم. ولذلك الله سبحانه وتعالى told us in Quran, اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي. So there's big difference between the two words. And the difference will give you the meaning or the depth of the meaning. And تكمل الشيء, so that means something that has been started, stopped, come back again, again and again. So that means there is a lot of intervals between the periods that stops. That's ikmal. ولذلك Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَكْمَلْتُ لَكُمْ دِينَكُمْ. Because the deen itself came in different times with different prophets, started from Islam only. Even with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, 23 years. So there is a bit of time between every interval. ولذلك even in في سورة المائدة رسول الله سبحانه وتعالى told us على فترة من الرسل، لأن رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام he came in after about 650 years after Jesus, and there was no prophet during that time. على فترة, so that means nobody, and that's why Allah said أكملت لكم دينكم. But then he said أتممت عليكم نعمتي. There's a big difference here. الإتمام for something that is continuous, doesn't stop. نعمة الله, the bless of Allah doesn't stop. And that's why أتم. أتممت عليكم نعمتي. And that means something that doesn't stop. Okay. Another example. في سورة البقرة. فلا تخشوهم واخشوني ولأتم نعمتي عليكم. مش لأكمل. Because the blessing of Allah doesn't stop. تتمها عليك, that means you already got all of it continuously. فرسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام, من another ayah, سورة التوبة, فأتموا إليهم عهدهم. Because there was an agreement with the non-believers in terms of peace, like a peace treaty, that's before Mecca. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered, أتموا إليهم عهدهم, that means whatever you continue, finish it to the end, don't stop it. That's itmam, because it has to be continuous. And so on. So the word utim tells you it's something continuous that doesn't stop. And that's what Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told us. Bu'ithtu li utammima makarim al-akhlaq. To tell you that al-khuluq and the blessing of having this khuluq, al-hasan, doesn't stop. It takes many shapes and many forms, but it doesn't stop. Wa Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam said, utim, that means you have all of it. In terms of examples, in terms of application, in terms of you see it. And that's why he said, بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. To tell you that khuluq by itself is a huge, significant thing. And it doesn't stop. And today, we are going just to highlight some, because it's a lot, as I always say. Some of this which has been highlighted in Quran. And this is probably the beauty of Quran. Al-hikmah, or the wisdom, is between the lines. Which is true. The wisdom of Quran is always between the lines. And you have to read it properly. ولذلك Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Al-Quran, when you read it, you have to read it with tadabbur. It's not just words one after the other. There is a meaning inside. ولذلك الإمام الشافعي always has a very interesting say. He said, قلوب العارفين لها عيون ترى ما لا يراه الناظرون. That means the eyes of those people who knows Allah, who has this piety, she can see things others will not see. It's the same thing. ولذلك, you have to understand something. For you to get the knowledge, you have to have the taqwa. Subhanallah. It's a condition. Read Surah Al-Baqarah. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. It's not thumma. Keep in mind this. وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ. العلم, to know that knowledge and to get it, you have to have the taqwa. So it's a prerequisite. You will not get it unless you have that one first. Then you get the knowledge. And that's why you have to have this one to enable you to see the wisdom between the ayat. And there's a lot of stories to tell you when the Muslims has been really have that taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened a lot of gates to knowledge to them. And quickly, you know algorithm. The word algorithm itself is in Arabic, it's Al-Khawarizmi. That's the original name. Al-Khawarizmi himself wasn't a mathematics guy at all. He was actually a scholar specialized in inheritance law in Islam. That's his specialty. He knows how to distribute the money or the wealth across all the family. When he started to do his calculations, he came across all of these equations and how he's going to do it. He has nothing to do with mathematics background. He is just a scholar in علم المراه, as it said, علم الفرائض in Arabic. And from this, he developed the Arabic numbers, which is actually depends on the angles. He developed the whole mathematics, which is multiple equations, blah, blah, blah. And all of this, you know, the mathematics come from him. He wasn't a mathematical guy at all. He was just scholars in inheritance law. اتقوا الله ويعلمكم الله. That's when we have that taqwa in our hearts. Back to our subject, khuluq. And I'll start with something which all of us come face every day. Face every day. What if someone told you something you don't like? Your wife, your husband, your son, your brother, every one of us, we could hear something that we don't like. What are you going to do? Reply and hit with the same thing? Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam to do. And he is the example. لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Don't forget this. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him? وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يُضِيقُ صَدْرُكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ. We know that your chest is just being tight because you hate what they are saying. What to do? فَسَبِّحْ بِاسْمِ رَبِّكَ الْعَظِيمِ. Three times Allah mentioned the same thing. نعلم أنك يضيق صدرك. What to do? سبح بسم ربك العظيم. If each and every one of us just do this, if you hear something you don't like, don't reply. سبح بسم ربك العظيم. سبحان الله. If you remember Allah at that point in time, that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, who described him, إِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. سَبِّح. That's what you should do. A very simple thing, but will make a big difference. Imagine this, you hear something that you do not like, and then you say, Subhanallah. That's what you need to do. Another one. Also, khuluq is almost disappeared. It doesn't even have a word in English. Khuluq al-taghaful. Aw qimat al-taghaful. Al-taghaful, in Arabic, to pretend, as if you haven't heard it, as if you didn't understand it, as if it doesn't happen. خلق من أعظم الخلق. Why? Listen to what في سورة يوسف. وسورة يوسف in general has many values, but this is just one snapshot of what he didn't like. At the time when his brothers came to him, and his brothers, as you know, who threw him in the water well, it's a long story, we're not going to have the time. And then he did the plan, and the plan is as if his brother from the same mother, Benjamin or Benjamin, he has already done a theft. The brothers, the others, they said, because he has done this, and he knows that his brother is innocent. He said, لَقَدْ سَرَقَ أَخٌ لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. What did Prophet Yusuf has done? فَأَسَرَّهَا يُوسُفُ فِي نَفْسِهِ وَلَمْ يُبْدِهَا لَهُمْ. Ah. أن تسر الأشياء وتصمت. رسول الله عليه الصلاة والسلام في سورة التحريم. Exactly the same thing. لما أظهر الله عليه الأمر. Allah told him what happens. And then his wife is telling him, أعرض عن بعض. أعرض عن بعض doesn't mean it. He listened to some of it, but he kept silent. As if he didn't know about it. As if the story he is not aware about it. خلق التغافل. A lot of times, if you keep silent and don't go for a reply quickly, as if you have to hit him, as if he hits you, and just keep silent, will solve a lot of problems. It's not that good for everything to reply to everything, especially when arguments has come to be a very aggressive. When you keep silent, the prophets who are far better than us kept silent. فأسرها يوسف في نفسه ولم يبدها لهم. He didn't even mention it at all. أن تسر الشيء, that means to keep silent and pretend as if you didn't understand it, and to pretend as if you don't know about it. It's one of the actually ways to raise your son and daughter. You and I cannot each and every time advise. One, you can't. Two, it's wrong. Sahaba, they have come up with like a methodology, a way to do it. And every time, they could see something wrong. Sometimes they talk, sometimes they ignore it, as if they haven't seen it. Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam has many times seen people doing something wrong. So what he has done, he is going to advise, but not at the time. He comes at the speech and then talk about it generically. مَبَالَ قَوْمٍ يَفْعَلُوا كَذَا وَكَذَا. Why that some people are doing X, Y, and Z? Never mention the name, never point to them. Nobody knows who has done what. And he's given as a generic advice that without embarrassing them, kept silent for a while, talk about it later. If you saw Yusuf, Prophet Yusuf has been gone into the prison, and two people, he knows that they don't believe in La ilaha illallah. Is this the time to advise them and call them? No. He kept them as is. When they come and ask him about the dream, first of all, they show the trust in him. Everyone have told him his dream, and then he told him, إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ سبحان الله الإحسان على الوجه إِنَّا نَرَاكَ مِنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ يعني إن شاء الله when you are from the محسنين the people can see it on your face سبحان الله اللهم اجعلنا منهم. So imagine this, and even at that point in time he didn't advise. So what he has done, قال إيه لا يأتيكما طعام ترزقانه إلا نبأتكما بتأويله قبل أن يأتيكما. He wait. Food comes in and they are already now full, satisfied, waiting. Then after this he told them, you cannot advise every time. There is a time where when your son and daughter come and ask you, at that point in time they are willing to listen. Now you have, this is your the chance. But not in every time you advise. It's going to be heavy advice and nobody will listen. And that's why you have to have, when should I advise? When should I keep silent? When should I pretend that I haven't seen it? That's what the things that has been in Islam. It's not about being a father and every time. No. And a lot of times, you could make it indirectly. And I'll show you the example that I've seen it in my life, inshallah, in the second half. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروا. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى اليمين والشمال مضلة والطريق الوسطى هي الجادة عليها ذات الكتاب ومنبر السنة هلك من ادعى وخاب من افترى وهلك أعداؤنا وأعداء الله اللهم اجعل قلوبنا خزائن لتوحيدك واجعل ألسنتنا مفاتيح تمجيدك واجعل جوارحنا خدام لطاعتك اللهم أرحنا بالرضا بقسمتك. أما بعد رسول الله, we have seen the examples in my life long time, which doesn't exist, which is a very bad thing. How to drive an advice without even saying it? If this example that I'm going to tell you is a true example that I grew up, and it's a very interesting thing that simply you could do. Long time ago, when we had been young, when we were to go to buy a notebook, just to write down our homework, on the back of that notebook, there was always one of two things. Either the timetables or a lot of good words on the back. Things like الصغير يحترم الكبير والكبير يعطف على الصغير. The young respect the eldest and the eldest show compassion and love to the youngest. عامل الناس بما تحب أن يعاملوك به. Treat the people the way you want them to treat you. All of that on the back. Nobody told us about what's that. The beauty in this one, that every time you look at it, it's engraved in your mind. Nobody talks to you about it, but it's there. If you take that practice and put these ones somewhere on the wall where your child is, without saying it, it's there. It's going to be engraved in his mind. It's not going to make sense when he was young. It's exactly the same. It was for us when we were young, just words. Doesn't mean anything. When we grew up, now it makes sense. It tells you something, message. But continuously have it him in front of him or her will engrave in his mind, someday in the future, it will hit. That's it. This is the time to apply this word. And if you just put these ones somewhere, where every time they go around, they could see it somewhere, that's the message. So without saying it, it's there. It's a simple practice to do. But it's a big message to change everyone without even saying it. Al-Khuluq, as I said, it's a huge subject. And it's something that we need to work on it, because it makes big difference to your child or son or daughter in the future. And probably one of the problems that we have in our days, adab al-ikhtilaf, which is when we have different of opinions. What should we do? Well, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam told us in hadith, أنا زعيم بيت في ربض الجنة لمن ترك المراء ولو كان محقا. To tell us what is the khuluq, how to manage arguments and different of opinions. And before I jump into the explanation, I'll tell you the story, which it's a very interesting story. It tells you a lot of the meaning and a lot of the words when people have different of opinions. The different of opinions in this story is between two of the scholars, very famous scholars, Imam Malik and Imam Shafi'i. They have different of opinions of one of the hadith. Their understanding of the same hadith, totally different. What's the hadith is saying? The hadith is saying this: لو توكلتم على الله حق توكل لرزقكم كما ترزق الطير تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا. لو توكلتم على الله حق توكل. So if you depend on Allah sincerely, absolutely, Allah will send you the blessing. لَيَرْزُقَكُمْ اللَّهِ كَمَا تَرْزُقْ كَمَا يَرْزُقُ الطَّيْرِ. Exactly the same as the birds. تَغْدُو خِمَاصًا, يعني give that in the morning very hungry. وَتَرُوحُ بِطَانَ, that means come back full. One step ahead, brothers, because some people want to move in. So that's the meaning of the hadith. Oh, that's what the hadith says. But how did they understand? And that will tell you one, for the same ayah, who could have the same, different understanding. So the Arabic between the two scholars is top. It's not the language. But what happens? Al-Imam Malik took the first half of the hadith. لَوْ تَوَكَّلْتُمْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلِكْ لَرَزَّخَكُمْ. So his understanding of the hadith, you don't have to do anything. All you have to do is تَوَكُّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ حَقَّ تَوَكُّلْ. You have to take sincerely Allah as your agent, absolutely. That's all what you need to do. Imam Shafi'i take the second half, and that's his understanding. That means I have to do something. تغدو خماصا وتروح بطانا, because the birds have to do the move. When they do the move, then the rizq will come. When Imam Malik, just for your information, is the teacher of Imam Shafi'i, the youngest one is Imam Shafi'i, and the oldest is Imam Abu Hanifa. And they have that difference of opinion, and everyone will not be able to convince the other. But Imam al-Shafi'i wants to prove his point. So he wants to find something to message or to send his point and convince the Sheikh Imam Malik. So he went out, and then he found an old person having a very big bag full. So he approached him and he told him, Ya Amma, Uncle, do you need some help? And he said, yes, you can carry this to my house. He said, yes, okay, I'll carry it for you. فَحَمَلَهَا الْإِمَامِ الشَّفِعِي. Carry all of this back all the way to the man's house. So the man, he wants to give him something. He said, I don't have anything apart from some dates. So he gave him some dates as a gift to him. الإمام الشَّفِعِي. So الإمام الشَّفِعِي has been very happy because it proved his point. So he went back to Imam Malik, and he put the dates between him and the Imam Malik. And then he told him the story, which is the story proves his point in terms of, I've done the effort, and that's what coming with rizq. Al-Imam Malik ibtasam. Al-khilafu fil-ra' la yufsit lil-wadd qadiyya. Because we have different opinions, but we love each other. And he stretched his hand and took one date, put it in his mouth, and he said, I'm eating one of your dates without doing any effort. Both smiled, and they've ended the discussion. And that's the end of the story. The story tells you the depth of adab al-ikhtilaf. You can keep your mind, keep your opinion. It doesn't deviate out of religion. But that's your understanding. But then you can respect the others with their opinion and you live with them. And Imam Shafi'i, when he went to pray in one of the masajid of Imam Abu Hanifa, and they have a different ways of praying. Imam Shafi'i, his opinion is that when I read the Fatiha, I have, as an imam, keep silent to give the people behind me to read it. Imam Abu Hanifa doesn't have that opinion. When he reads the Fatiha, he continuously doesn't give anybody. That's when Imam Abu Hanifa passed away. And then they asked the Imam Shafi'i, please be our imam. He said, no. One of his students to be the imam, because that's his masjid. Adab. And they said, no, you have to be. So he standing as an imam. This is Imam Shafi'i. And he prayed the way Imam Abu Hanifa prayed. And after the salah, they told him, but that's not your school of thought. That ليس هذا مذهبك. He said, احتراما لصاحب المسجد. Just to respect the imam of this masjid. Adab الاختلاف. Something that is lost. We could fight each other just because we have a different opinion. Life doesn't need all of that. Your opinion is great. Others' opinion is also great. But you have to keep. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you understand the Quran, when Allah is telling us about something forbidden, He said, what did He say? I should understand. تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. It's exactly, imagine this. The rules in Islam as if forbidden things are frame. You are inside the frame, you are okay. I could be very near to the edge, you could be in the middle, and we are different. But we are inside the frame, and that's why Allah said, what? تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَقْرَبُوهَا. Don't get near to it, because it's forbidden. وَفِي الْأَوَامَرِ تِلْكَ حُدُودُ اللَّهِ فَلَا تَعْتَدُوهَا. Something has been ordered, don't exceed it. And that tells you, I could be here, you could be there, but both of us are within the framework. So that means it's okay. So as long as we are within the frame of Islam rules, it's okay. We don't have to fight. Adab al-ikhtilaf has been generations in Islam. And it's been a normal thing. Nobody was fighting because they have a different opinion. But today, if you don't look like me, if you don't have the same long beard like me, if you have, you don't cover your head like me, then you are not a Muslim. But just because you are different than me. That's absolutely wrong. That's absolutely wrong. We need to know adab al-ikhtilaf, to keep differences of opinion. There is a rule among all the scholars. Al-ikhtilaf rahmah, wal-ijtima'u hujjah. Yani when there is a difference of opinions, rahmah, it's a mercy. So you could do this or this or this. Wal-ijtima'u hujjah. That means if there's only one opinion, then it's only one thing to do. Very simple. That's how Islam was built. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created all of us different. Our understanding of the same sentence is different. And that's why Sahaba in their salah was different. And that's why it was acceptable during Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. I think my message to you, inshallah, this is some of the, يعني, الاختلاف. I'm not going to be able to give you more and more, because khuluq, moral, is really deep subject in Islam. I just highlighted some of them today, and we still have a chance, inshallah, next time we can highlight others, inshallah, to give all the opportunity for all of us, inshallah, to follow these examples. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم اجعل قلوبنا خزائن توحيدك. اللهم واجعل قلوبنا خزائن توحيدك. واجعل ألسنتنا مفاتيح تمجيدك. اللهم واجعل جوارحنا خداما لطاعتك. اللهم أرحنا بالرضاء بقسمتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. ربنا عليك توكلنا وإليك أنبنا وإليك المصير. اللهم يا من أعلم بضعفنا وحالنا أعنا على طاعتك وحسن عبادتك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين. وصلي وسلم على نبينا محمد وأقم الصلاة. إن الصلاة كانت على المؤمنين كتابا موقوتا.